Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Legal and Tax Podcast. I'm your host, Chad, and today we're diving into a special topic drawn from our corporate booklet, which we published in 2024. The booklet was designed to provide a comprehensive overview of key corporate themes, trends, and insights that matter most in today's business landscape. In this episode, we'll be focusing on specific takeaways we've extracted from that publication, especially tailored for investors. Whether you're looking to understand the strategic direction of our business, gain insight into the corporate environment, or explore investor-relevant highlights, you're in the right place. This is just the beginning. In the following episodes, we'll be answering some of the most relevant questions we've received about the corporate booklet, turning those Q&As into insightful podcast conversations. And of course, joining me once again is Zoe, who's here to break down all the important details. Let's get started. Starting a business is more than just a great idea. It takes structure, clarity, and legal compliance. Whether you're a startup founder, an investor, or part of a foreign entity looking to expand into Cambodia, this episode is going to walk you through the crucial roles of shareholders, directors, and the documents that make it all official. First things first, when registering a new company, what kinds of documents actually need to be notarized?
Great starting point, Chad. You'll need to notarize three main documents: the Articles of Incorporation, or AOI, of the shareholder company, the Certificate of Incorporation of the shareholder, and a power of attorney that appoints a representative to act on behalf of the shareholder. These docs show the authorities that your company is legit and has the proper legal backing to operate.
Got it. Now, for those new to the concept, who exactly is considered a shareholder?
A shareholder is anyone, whether an individual or a company, who owns at least one share in a company. That makes them a part owner. In limited companies, their liability is limited to what they invest. Shareholders can be local or foreign, but they must be at least 18 years old.
How often do shareholders need to meet? And does it always have to be at the company office?
Good question. The rules are usually set in the company's AOI, but at minimum, a general meeting of shareholders has to happen within 12 months of company registration. And no, it doesn't have to be at the registered address. It can be anywhere, as long as everyone eligible to vote agrees unanimously.
Let's talk about voting. What's the typical quorum, and how are decisions made?
The default rule is this: a majority of voting shares must be present to have a quorum. For ordinary resolutions, you just need a simple majority of those present. But for special resolutions, like amending the AOI or approving major changes, you need at least 2/3 of the votes. That said, your AOI can adjust these thresholds.
And what do shareholders actually do? What are their responsibilities?
Shareholders are the backbone of the company. They approve or amend the AOI, appoint and remove directors, increase or decrease capital, change share rights, approve financial statements, attend meetings and vote, and handle share ownership and transfers. In short, they help steer the company's direction through big decisions.
Now, when a shareholder is a company, who acts on its behalf?
That's where a shareholder's representative comes in. The entity appoints someone through a power of attorney to represent it, and if more than one rep is appointed, they all must be present and sign off on any resolutions. So it's a role that carries weight.
And do these representatives have the same powers as shareholders?
Exactly. They act on behalf of the entity shareholder with full authority, attending meetings, voting, making decisions. Everything a shareholder does, they do in their place.
Let's switch gears a bit. What's the role of a director in all this?
Directors manage the day-to-day and strategic operations of the company. The chairperson often serves as the face of the company to authorities and the public. They can be local or foreign, and there's no residency requirement in Cambodia.
How many directors do you need to form a board?
That depends on the type of company. private limited companies need at least one director. Public limited companies must have at least three, and there's no legal cap on how many you can have.
How often do these directors have to meet?
At least once every 3 months. The AOI should spell out the specifics, frequency, mode, and location. Like shareholder meetings, board meetings don't always have to be at the registered address, as long as everyone agrees.
And how are decisions made during board meetings?
The usual rule is that a majority of the directors must be present to reach quorum. Decisions are made by a majority vote of those present.
And finally, what kind of responsibilities do directors carry?
Directors have serious responsibilities. Appoint and remove officers. Set compensation. Propose changes to the AOI or mergers. Approve liquidation plans. Declare dividends. And decide on share issuances. They're at the helm of operations and major strategic decisions.
Before we wrap up, let's touch on audits. Is an annual audit required for every company?
Not for every company. Audits are mandatory for public companies, publicly accountable companies, companies with qualified investment project QIP status, or any company that hits two of these three. Annual turnover over Cambodian riel, 4 billion. Assets over Cambodian riel, 2 billion. More than 100 employees.
Zoe, thank you so much for breaking all of that down. That was a wealth of information, and I know our listeners are walking away with a much clearer picture of how company governance works here in Cambodia. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Whether you're starting a new business, investing from abroad, or just brushing up on corporate structure, understanding the roles of shareholders and directors is essential to success. If you've got questions about forming a company, drafting your AOI, or navigating compliance, don't hesitate to reach out to our team. We're here to help. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe for more practical insights into the legal side of doing business in Southeast Asia. Until next time, stay informed and stay empowered.